Good evening. Tonight, we'd like to take you back. Back in time. Remember when you first came to Cal Poly? Meeting your new roommate? Discovering your newfound freedom swinging naked from the ceiling? And also your newfound irresponsibility? Realizing those little things, like having to buy your own soap. Tonight, we begin the story of someone you may have known. Someone who is beginning the trials, tribulations, traumas, and the touching moments of leaving the nest. Her name? Little Orphan Amy.
Jiminy Cricket! I've never seen so many bricks in all my life, and all in the same building, too.
Little Orphan Amy, the daughter of deceased parents, was raised by her uncle, Julius Slushfund, former treasurer of the Meansters Union, now comfortably retired. Amy is the essence of innocence, a girl who believes a frigid woman is an Eskimo, and that impotence is just another term of English grammar. A girl who thinks that sex is what Tom Scott plays. A girl who believes that womanhood is the latest style in women's jackets. A girl who obviously has had no experience with the real world. I believe she is in for a rather rude awakening. At this moment, she is meeting her RA in her new home, Mojave Hall.
Jiminy Cricket, where's my room? Excuse me, can you tell me where my room is?
Well, what room were you assigned?
Well, my card here says 69F.
Oh, that's in my wing. I'll show you the way.
Gee, thanks a lot. What's your name?
I'm Dave. Dave Sturm, your RA.
RA? What's that?
I'm your resident advisor. Whenever you need me, just call my name. I'll be there.
That gives me such a peaceful, easy feeling.
Come on, your room's just down the hall. Here, I'll carry your bag. I'm your handyman.
I'm so excited. I've never been away from home before. I can't wait to meet my roommate.
Well, Amy, what you gonna do? I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer.
I just want to get to know her a little bit.
Well, here we are. Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Dave Sturm leaves as Amy knocks on the door.
Hey, come on in.
Who are you? What are you doing in my room?
Your room? This is my room, 69F.
That's my room.
Well, I guess you're my roommate.
Well, we can't be roommates. You're a boy.
Oh, excellent observation, my dear young lady.
As Amy tries to straighten out her roommate dilemma, let's check out some of the other dorm inmates. Interstage right, two surfers, Tommy Tubes and Sandy Shores.
Hey, Sandy, did you see that chick who just moved in down the hall?
Yeah, what a babe. Did you see her swells?
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Hey, do you think she's looking for a surfing teacher?
I don't know, but I'd sure like to get her in, on my board.
Come on, grab your skateboard. Let's wash up and head on down to the dining hall for dinner.
Hey there, you guys just move in?
Yeah, I'm Sandy Shores.
I'm Tommy Tubes.
Well, I'm the shower monitor.
The what?
You gotta get you a shower pass from me.
Shower pass? What for?
$5 for a shower pass. You gotta have one to get hot water.
What is this scam?
No scam here, buddy. $5 for a shower pass.
We don't take showers. We just swim a lot.
Well, I'll catch you guys later.
Jeez, what a scam.
Hey, look at the little twit playing with the locker.
Yeah, he's been trying to get it open since the last high tide.
Hey, kid, what's the problem?
My locker appears to be malfunctioning, sir.
No problem, kid. I'll get it.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, I lost my shower pass.
Oh, don't tell me you fell for that scam.
Scam, sir?
You got a lot to learn, kid. And stop calling me sir. Jeez. What's your name, anyway?
Bradley Woolworth III, sir. Computer science, sir.
Well, I'm Tommy, and this is Sandy. Hey, man, it's dinner, and we're getting late. Let's head on down there right now.
Yeah. Like later.
Well, we all expected college to be charged with an intellectual atmosphere. Kind of a place to meet fascinating, interesting, timely people. The movers and shakers of the future.
Clem, did you see that? Them fellows almost ran down our spittoon.
I told you not to put it out in the hall. You're always trying to show off about how far you can hit it.
Hey, Clem, get a load of that dude over there in the high water pants. He looks like he ain't seen the sun since old Widow Jenkins' sow got stuck in the well.
Hell, he's in worse shape than Hogan's goat.
Hey there, feller. What's your name?
Me, sir?
Yeah, why don't you come over and sit a spell?
I'm Bradley Woolworth III, sir. I'm sorry, sir, but I've really got to get back to my linear constrapulated servo-controlled master gonculator.
Hell, we ain't even registered yet. What you doing that for?
Oh, it's part of my bicerfated erectorometer.
I don't even want to know what that's for. Say, don't you get a little sweaty with that shirt all buttoned up like that?
My mother doesn't wish me to catch a cold, sir.
Oh. Okay.
I must be off to dinner now, sir.
Well, see you around, little feller.
I never did understand them fellers, them electronic calculator and gizmos on their belts.
Tom, we headed down to the old chat wagon for some of those beans, too.
Yeah, let's go.
Are you guys going down to the cafeteria?
Bruce Queen.
Why, we sure are, neighbor. Want to tag along?
Yeah, I don't know the way. I already spent all day trying to find the gym. Yuck. What's that pot?
That's our spittoon.
Coach never told me about that.
Now, Clem, that's a deprived man.
Meanwhile, Amy has calmed down since her roommate has introduced himself.
Well, Todd, what's your major?
Physics. I've got a scholarship in quantum mechanics.
Oh, you fix cars.
Not quite.
I'm in home economic. I think it's such an exciting field.
Oh, you probably would.
Visitors!
It's probably a couple of guys from down the hall. We're going to dinner.
Oh, wow, Todd. I didn't know you were busy.
Enter Cliff Drag. Major? Unknown. Activities? Tries to promote the use of illegal drugs.
Say, hey, we can go down to dinner without you, Todd, if you're busy.
Enter Ashley Trey, Cliff's roommate, another brother of the weed.
Hey, guys, this is my roommate, Amy.
What?
It's just some sort of mix-up, you guys. I'll straighten it out tomorrow.
I'll bet you're all strained out, huh, Todd?
What?
Come on, guys. See you later, Amy.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Amy.
Bye, you guys.
We blip on by the cafeteria where Amy is seated with some of her new neighbors.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
Oh my God, I really made a fool out of myself now.
Poor guy, must have been from Orange County.
Hi, are you all from Mojave Hall? I saw you walking down here, and I wanted to be sure to sit with some of my dorm mates.
Yeah, sure. Come on, have a seat.
My name is Amy. I'm a home ec major, I'm in girls' glee, I play the flute, and I was a cheerleader in junior high school.
There's one in every crowd.
You know, I hate people like you.
What did you say?
I have a brother named Hugh.
I'm Susie Swiss Cheese.
Susie Swiss Cheese, journalism major, JC transfer, an independent woman who can hold her own in any situation.
I'm Bitsy Peace.
Bitsy Peace, an ornamental horticulture major who likes to propagate. Often complains that guys' minds are always thinking about some other subject.
And I'm Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, an agriculture major from Clovis. Popular, down-to-earth, drives a one-ton Jimmy and is an expert in her field.
My concentration is animal husbandry, but I've tamed the best of them.
And my name's Constance.
Constance Payne, a liberal studies major, though she isn't, an open-minded girl, though she hasn't, and a self-appointed house mother to the young females of Mojave.
Nice to meet you, Amy. Bitsy, you aren't going to eat your dessert without finishing your peas, are you?
Just finish your milk.
I don't know if I want to. It smells kind of funny. Must be concentrated or something.
Yeah, they ran out of milk this morning.
Over in another corner of the cafeteria, just a couple of tables away.
Hey, pass the butter. What the hell are you doing?
Coach said this is the way I'm supposed to pass.
Someone get me a napkin for my face.
You didn't get any on your pants.
Looks like somebody took a bite out of my brownie here or something.
Oh, wow. I hear they use these sausages for handballs.
That's because handballs are $3 a can at Lopeland's.
Hey, what are you guys doing under the table?
Say, hey, gluing a glass.
Gluing a glass? What do you mean?
Oh, wow. You know, like this butter's like super glue, you know? Except it only lasts 30 minutes.
Why do you want to do that?
You ask too many questions. Why don't you go finish it, whatever it is you're eating there?
I think they used to call it Bessie.
As we return to the girls' table...
Oh, look at those boys over there. They're acting so immature. Oh, my God!
This could be fun.
What is this on my face?
That looks like mashed potatoes.
No, it's not. Amy, hand me a fork.
What?
And some jello.
What do you want that for?
Just watch.
Across the way.
Oh, shit. Coach didn't tell me about flying jello.
Say, hey, I think it came from over there.
You mean the girls' table?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody, take aim.
I don't know about this.
Fire when you see the lumps of their pudding.
Meanwhile, Susie Swiss Cheese gives Amy some timely advice.
Amy, duck.
What for?
Why can't you people act like civilized human beings?
No! A little while, well, 27 minutes later, we meet some more of Amy's dorm mates.
Say, wow, this place is empty.
It smells like Pine Sol.
Enter Anita Fix and Gadget. Anita enjoys an occasional hallucinogen, majors in natural resources management, and is a member of the controversial groups Moms for Peace and People Generating Hot Air, and is very weight conscious because she lives on whites. Gadget, her roommate, comes straight from the movie Beach Blanket Wet. She is very much into surfing, like Sandy and Tommy, and related activities such as macrame and crafts.
Oh, wow, you mean they call this stuff edible?
Now I know what they mean by food that sticks to your ribs.
Jeez, I know cockroaches that wouldn't eat here, man.
I think someone took a bite out of my brownie.
Oh, man, the poor chick. She must have been from Newport.
And it wasn't even her table.
Will Amy have to live with Todd all year? Will Sandy Shores ask Amy for a date? Will Muhammad Ali ever retire? Tune in again next week for the answers to most of these questions and hear Amy say,
Jiminy Cricket, I wonder who punches my shower pass.
Little Orphan Amy was rewritten, directed, and produced by the staff and management of KCPR. Any similarity to actual institutions or persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This is your pronouncer speaking.